How are you?
I'm swell. How are you?
Good. Welcome back to another episode of Wicked.
Mysterious.
I'm your host, Danny.
And I'm Katie.
And this is Mini. Why do I always say that? Mini Mystery Monday.
Yes, it is. And it's a real mini, right?
It's very mini. I have a very mini mini for us today.
All right.
This is one I've been wanting to cover for a little while now. And it's super, super short. So just thought it would be cool to talk about. It was right up our alley.
Cool. I'm excited.
I did try to dig up as much info as I possibly could for this one. And I don't know if you've seen it yet, but have you seen the Sesame Street poltergeist video?
That's no.
It's rounds on the internet?
No.
Okay.
No. Nope. I'm excited.
On January 20th, 2024, an Instagram user named Antonio the Leo.
Big ears.
Big eye rolls to the Leos out there.
Big, only Leo men, not Leo women. Yeah. We can't offend the Leo women.
No.
They're not deserving of our eye rolls.
Well, he is. No, I don't know.
He is. Yeah, he
We're
is.
Just kidding. We're totally kidding. I'm sure somewhere in this big wide universe, there is a decent Leo man out there.
I think there might be as well. There might be one somewhere out there. Just kidding. We're so just kidding. Yeah, we're so just kidding. There isn't. Yeah.
I had Novocaine yesterday and my jaw is like still sore. So laughing feels really weird.
I didn't know that you had Novocaine yesterday. How come you didn't tell me?
I thought I did. Maybe. I had a filling yesterday.
Okay, well, I need to know when things are going into your body.
Okay.
You know, I need to know these things. Okay, so how you feeling now?
Fine. My jaw is just a little sore from, I got like 2 syringes of Novocaine, so.
Okay. It
just feels weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so Antonio the Leo, a.k.a. Incognito Gaming TV on TikTok, is his username on TikTok.
Okay.
Uploaded a video called Poltergeist Singing Sesame Street.
Oh boy.
The caption reads, "Poltergeist caught on doorbell camera singing Sesame Street. So my doorbell camera went off and started recording movements. What happens next is a 1 in a million catch. They look like shining stars. They were mimicking the Sesame Street jingle. I think they were trying to communicate with the camera asking, can you tell me how to get? There were 3 of them clicking on the door while dodging the hailstones. So I think it was like hailing or raining or something. Must be hail.
Okay.
They were dodging the hailstones. This is truly scary. Watch till the end. Thoughts? ?? Hashtag FYP. Hashtag scary. Hashtag
hell. Okay. So, question already. Is this guy just like he's never posted something like this before?
No.
Cool.
Quite often posts things like this.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
I will get into.
Cool. Either way is cool.
But first, I wanted to play it for you.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pause the recording. Okay, so what did you think?
So weird.
Right?
Wicked weird, wicked mysterious.
Isn't it cool, though? I love Sesame Street.
I can't say I love Sesame Street, but that is really, really wild.
I love all Jim Henson.
So, like, what do you get when you see that? What feeling do you get? Like, what the hell could that be?
So when I first watched it, I had chills and I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. And then clearly a lot of other viewers kind of fell for this based on the comments. But when I went back to watch it for the research for this episode, I was kind of disappointed in myself that I fell for it. Because I think the more you watch it, the more you can clearly see that it's fake. And this is readily accessible online for anybody who wants to watch it. If you just search Sesame Street Poltergeist. And if you don't want to go watch it, just to explain what's going on in the video, it comes from a doorbell camera that's pointing toward what looks like the front lawn. And it has like a street light in the distance. And there are two bright lights moving around and almost block out the street light from the background. The lights are just fading in and out, and you can hear them singing, "Can you tell me how to get over and over again?" I did read a comment speculating that this could be communication from an alien race because the Sesame Street theme song was included on the golden record on the Voyager spacecraft. But it's not true.
It's not true. Okay, because you would know. You would know. I wouldn't remember, but you would remember.
I didn't think it was true, but I did look it up.
You did have to,
Yeah, what all the songs are. So
that would be a really good comment, though. Yeah. Like, really clever if that was true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see, like, Adobe After Effects people are talking about. But at first, I was like, it reminds me of fairies, you know?
Yeah.
Like I don't know if fairies would present like that, but, I mean, you definitely get the vibe. So it's fake. So it's already debunked?
Well, so just to back up real quick, with the golden record on the Voyager spacecrafts, for those that don't know, the Voyager 1 and 2 are spacecrafts that were launched in August and September of 1977, and both include copies of the golden record, which feature songs and pictures of Earth. The golden record is super cool, and we actually have a whole episode on that, so check that out if you're interested. But no, the Sesame Street theme song was not one of the songs that were listed on the record.
Yeah, that would have been wicked crazy.
That would have been a really cool coincidence.
Yeah, coincidence.
So a bit about this guy that posted the video. Obviously, he's a Leo, so whatever he says is just not true anyway. But his name is Antonia Williams, and he posts a lot of videos of different types of encounters. Most of them are very, very obviously fake. Like, nobody would fall for it. But this Sesame Street video, he did a pretty good job with, I think. And like I said, the first time I saw it, I believed it. And then the more I watched it, the less I kind of believed it. And then, like you said, one of the commenters said that he was a video editor, and this was made with Adobe After Effects, and said, quote, "It's far too uniform and the light is too contained. The audio would be super easy to put on top." So I think we can classify this one as cool if true, but I think it's safe that to debunk it.
Yeah, to say it's not. Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. And before anybody comes at us, I didn't know. I had this saved since January when this video came out. And then when I started researching it this week, a lot of people were commenting that last podcast on the left covered it. And I'm just saying, I didn't know that. I didn't listen to it. Though I am a huge fan of Last Podcast on the Left, I've completely stopped listening to any podcast similar to ours because it's hard not to take somebody else's words once they're already in your head. So don't come at me for that. I'm sorry. But might be something you want to listen to.
Okay. I think most topics we ever cover will always be already covered, you know?
Yeah.
By some famous podcasters. So we're not listening to other podcasters to get our information. Although I have to admit, I mean, I will listen to a topic from several different sources sometimes. So sometimes I'll listen to their opinions, but I'm not, you know, I'm not taking their words.
I find it really hard to separate my opinion from somebody else's once I've already heard it. So to each their own. I mean, I miss listening to podcasts, but I just wanted to put it out there that I did not steal this from someone else.
I just don't have time to listen to podcasts anymore now that we have to research so much.
I know. But like you said, sometimes it is good to, it depends on what it is. Sometimes I use other podcasts for research, but for the most part.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. If it's a super like highly covered topic.
If and it's dense too, when you need like as much information as possible. Yeah.
Yeah. Like my last episode, that was a real long one. Sorry.
Yeah.
How about that?
No, it was good. It was good.
Yeah.
We've got people that love our
long ones.
Yeah.
You have listener mail today?
I do. Yeah. So this comes from somebody named Absolutely Not Deborah.
Cool.
I don't know what her real name is.
All right. I'm going to call her Absolutely.
Yes. So Absolutely writes, I just want to say that I very much enjoy y'all's podcast. I listen to it every day while I go out on my walks. There's something that I remember my dad telling me about when I was younger. My dad told me that when him and his siblings were younger, that sometimes they would go spend the night at their grandma's house. I'm not exactly sure where her home was, but I know that it was in and around the town that I live in right now, which is Ringgold, Georgia. He said that they remember seeing the cigar-shaped thing in the sky. They had seen it a few times when they were outside playing. This is a very rural area, and this happened probably around the late 1940s into the 1950s. He talked about how you could see it moving in the sky, and then at times it would just be still, but it was not a blimp. There were some stories that I had seen one time, I believe on the show Unsolved Mysteries, that mentioned this happening around that time. But what he also said was that around that same time, he remembers a small kind of creature, that it was maybe 3 to 4 feet tall. He said that it had human-like features as far as a face goes, but the head was kind of shaped like a horse that walked upright, but it could go down on all fours.
Weird.
Yeah. He said that it did have hooves instead of hands, and that it almost had billy goat-like horns.
Weird. This is Georgia?
Yeah.
Weird. Wow. That sounds so creepy.
I think this is supposed to say that it was flesh-like, but almost a very wrinkly kind, almost like a burnt texture as far as how the skin was.
Ooh.
He said that he remembers seeing it outside the bedroom window over at his grandmother's house. He said that she would always tell them not to open the window once she closed it and do not go outside. At that time, they had outhouses and they didn't have indoor plumbing. So the kids were terrified that if they had to use the bathroom, they were too scared to go out at night. And she wouldn't let them anyway.
Wow.
She knew about the thing. She had seen it herself, apparently. But my dad said he remembers it being at one of the windows looking in.
Oh, my God.
It chills. Ugh.
Wicked weird, dude.
Yeah. He said it didn't make a sound and then it just stared at them. Unfortunately, my dad is no longer with us. I'm sorry for your loss. That's
horrible. Sorry. Very sorry.
But he spoke of this story several times. And if I'm not mistaken, the story about the cigar-shaped thing that was seen on Unsolved Mysteries, I believe they spoke about this creature being seen as well. Because really? I remember when I saw the show that I immediately went to my dad and told him about it, and it just blew his mind that somebody else had seen it. And apparently these sightings were not confined to the area that we live in. I don't know if this would be an interesting topic for you to look into. I know that there's a lot of Native American history around here. My father's grandmother, the one that I've been speaking of, was full-blooded, and there are several legends about a creature like what I described in the woods, so it's interesting to me. I would love to know if there was ever any research done on this, or if anyone else has ever spoke to you about it. Thank you for taking the time to read this. Please keep making the awesome podcast.
Awesome. Thank you so much for writing in. Absolutely. That was awesome.
Thank you for taking the time to write that all out. I am very intrigued.
I am absolutely intrigued.
Yes. So I'll definitely look into it and see if we can dig up, or you can. One of us will.
It's so cool. Right away I thought like cryptid, but with the cigar thing in the sky, it's like you never know. Is it
sometimes
another
they
like
go hand in hand?
Sometimes. Yeah, true. True. Yeah.
Like the Bridgewater Triangle.
Yeah. Just like some kind of like, you know, weird shit happening in that spot.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Yeah,
cryptids and UFOs seem to be friends for some reason.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can understand why.
Dimension slips. Dimension portals.
They just get each other, you know? Yeah.
Imagine if it was Bigfoot driving the UFO, piloting the UFO this whole time.
Dude, my life would be made. I would literally, if I ever witnessed that, I would literally fall to the ground with like with emotions. There'd be every emotion you could think of. My life would be made. I would love
Below
that.
Had
a Bigfoot air freshener.
No, maybe
I saw that. I was like, oh, God. They not have, from Five Below though. Not from Five Below.
They had a UFO shirt that I was going to get you, but it was a kid size. I was like, God damn it.
And
I was gonna get it for the boys, but it was girly. It had like unicorns on it.
They have their Wicked Mysterious Pod shirts anyway. Yeah, one of my kids packed a Wicked Mysterious shirt to go to his grampy's today. So I was like, so proud.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. If you want a shirt for your kid,
check out
Wicked Mysterious Co. on Etsy. It's in our link tree in our bio. And also you can find it by going to wickedmysterious.com.
Yep. All right.
So that's it. That's all I got for you today. Thank you so much. Absolutely. We really loved your letter.
Yeah, we did. I love it. It's so like wild to think about some other species that like we don't even have a little inkling about, because there's so many out there, I'm sure.
Yeah. I heard somebody told me recently that Bigfoot was found, but then I was like, I don't think so. They never are.
They're never found. They're too magical. They're not stupid.
People would stop faking it, because then
some of the videos are so good though. Some of them are so like realistic, and I'm like, have you ever seen the one? I'm sure there's a million like this one I'm going to describe, but the one where the guy is like wicked far away and he zooms in and it looks like there's a Sasquatch coming out of like a hole in the ground in the woods. And he's like panicking and shaking and you can hear him heavy breathing. Like if it's fake, it's such a good, I'll have to try to find it.
Yeah.
But like he zooms in and you can like, it literally looks like, I mean, of course, any kind of high quality suit is going to look good, but it looks so real. So real. And that one I want to believe. I'm like, yeah, that's it. That's the one. But
I like the like old original one, just of him walking. And
yeah. Running. Yeah.
I think he like looks over his shoulder or something from the 70s. I think that one.
Yes.
Is really believable. And then there's another one where my dad would know. I don't know if people are hiking or camping or what, but like you see the Bigfoot just stand up out of nowhere. Have you seen that one? It's like he looks like a tree log, but then he stands up.
Oh, maybe, but no, I don't think so. That sounds good.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Send me all the Sasky videos.
Yes, please.
Yeah. All right.
I also love Bigfoot.
Yes. We should get Bigfoot tattoos.
Cool if true.
Cool if true. We're gonna mock it at that.
I want a Bigfoot tattoo with Ralph sitting on his shoulder.
Let's do it. All right. That sounds perfect.
Getting abducted.
Okay, we're going to keep adding things on next week. It's going to be like, you know. All right.
Okay, well, that's it. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next week.
Toodles.
Stay serious. One of these days we'll get it.
Yeah. Well, it's through Zoom. It's hard.